Hey everyone, Dylan Brooks here, and welcome back to the Anti-Anxiety Stoic. Today, we're diving into something super important, especially in this crazy world we live in. Setting healthy boundaries in relationships. Ever feel like you're constantly giving and giving without getting much back? You know that feeling when your phone vibrates at 10 p.m. on a Saturday night, it's just another text from someone needing something? Yeah, that can be a sign you need to tighten up those boundaries. Relationships are amazing. They bring joy, support, and connection into our lives. But without healthy boundaries, things can quickly become unbalanced and lead to resentment, stress, and even anxiety. Think of boundaries like fences around your personal garden. They protect the beauty and growth within while allowing space for others to flourish too. It's not about being selfish or shutting people out. It's about creating a safe and respectful environment for everyone involved. So, what are some key takeaways? First up, identify your needs. Take some time to reflect on what truly matters to your values, priorities, and emotional well-being. What makes you feel drained? What energizes you? Understanding your own needs is the foundation for setting healthy boundaries. You wouldn't build a house without knowing how many bedrooms you need, right? Second, communicate clearly. This is probably the most important one. Don't beat around the bush or expect people to read your mind. Be direct and assertive about what you are not comfortable with. Hey, I love catching up, but evenings are my time for relaxing. How about we chat on the weekends? That's clear, respectful, and sets a healthy expectation. Then practice saying no. This one can be tough, but it's essential. You don't have to explain yourself or apologize for prioritizing your own needs. A simple no thank you, I'm not able to do that right now is perfectly acceptable. Remember, you are not responsible for everyone else's happiness. Focus on taking care of yourself first. Fourth, don't be afraid to enforce consequences. If someone repeatedly disrespects your boundaries, it's time to step back and set some limits. This might mean limiting contact, declining invitations, or even ending the relationship altogether. It's not about punishment, it's about protecting yourself and your well-being. And finally, be kind to yourself. Setting boundaries can be a challenging process, especially if you're used to putting others first. Don't expect perfection, there will be bumps along the way. Be patient with yourself, celebrate your successes, and remember that prioritizing your own needs is an act of self-love. Let me tell you about a situation that might resonate with some of you. I had a friend who constantly called late at night, even on weekends, needing advice or just a vent. They were super close to their job and felt like they couldn't switch off. This was draining for my friend, especially since they already had a lot going on. But, instead of setting boundaries, they kept saying yes out of guilt. This led to resentment building up, and eventually, the friendship became strained. They realized that true friends wouldn't constantly demand their time and energy at the expense of their own well-being. They started by saying no more often, suggesting alternative times to talk, and even taking a temporary break from the friendship. This allowed them to regain some control over their schedule and prioritize their own needs. So remember, setting boundaries is about creating healthy relationships where both parties feel respected and supported. It's not selfish, it's essential for your well-being. Remember those five key takeaways. Identify your needs, communicate clearly, practice saying no, enforce consequences when necessary, and be kind to yourself. Ready to take action? Head over to our social media channels and share what boundaries you're working on setting or how you've successfully implemented them in your life. Let's create a supportive community where everyone feels empowered to live their best lives, free from anxiety and stress. Until next time, stay calm, stay strong, and remember you got this.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.